my good people. I will continue hearing confessions after the sermon, but I encourage you to read the bulletins, today's bulletin especially. And don't just, anytime we read something spiritual, it's not enough to just browse through it or skim through it or read through it one time just to say, I read it. When we read serious things, we should read with the intention of getting something out of it. We should read with the intention of absorbing, of trying to get into that thought, the mind of the author, and find out, what does he have to say to me? And then, how does this apply to me? How can I apply it to my life? The same goes with the epistles and the gospels and the sermons that we hear. But at thy word, I will lower the net. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is a feast of the birth of St. John the Baptist, the precursor of our Lord, he who was to make ready the way of the Lord, he who was to proclaim the Lord to the world. Aren't we all also, each one of us, in our own way, called to be preparers of the way of the Lord, to proclaim the Lord to the world? But before we can prepare the way of the Lord in the world, before we can proclaim him to the world, we have to prepare room for him within our own heart and our own soul. And as you know from everything you've heard from this pulpit and the bulletins, the only way to prepare him room in our souls is to get rid of everything that doesn't belong there, every bit of self. Saint John the Baptist, yes, he was sanctified in his womb, in his mother's womb, by the visitation of Our Lady, who was carrying our Lord in her womb. But do you think from the moment of Saint John's birth, he had nothing to worry about? He still didn't have self to fight, to battle. If he didn't, why did he spend so much time in the desert preparing himself before he started preparing the way of the Lord? But what was the key to St. John's success, both with himself and with his making ready the way of the Lord? It was trust, confidence in God. You think he had an angel standing beside him and saying, telling him every move to make and every word to speak? And even if there was an angel there, don't you think it took trust and faith to obey that angel, to obey those thoughts? We are living in a world of fear, a world of distrust, a world of hate. We look around us, and all we see is despair and despondency, godlessness, hopelessness. There is only one thing that will show us, that will help us that will guide us. And that is a light of faith. Blind faith, often, but faith. We see all the evil in the world, and we think that God is an angry God. We think that He is an unapproachable God. We think He is punishing us. He may be. But above all, He is a merciful God. He is a God of love. He doesn't want our suffering. He doesn't want our hurt. He wants our love, our trust. And if He's allowing these things to happen to us, He's allowing it for one reason only: to draw us to Him, to show us that He alone can help us. We can't do it. We have a tendency, when we say, "Dear Lord, I trust You," or "Dear Lord, help me," we mean it, but we hold on to His hand and we say, we demand, "Help me, but help me my way. Do it this way." And when God doesn't act in the way we think He should act, we lose faith. We lose confidence. Saint Peter, when our Lord asked him to drop the net, he said, "Dear Lord, we fished all night and caught nothing, but because You say so, we'll drop the net." If we had been in St. Peter's position, would it have been that simple? Or would we have gone on and on and on with reasons why we shouldn't drop that net, with reasons why we're not going to catch those fish, with proving that there are no fish there? All we have to do is look into our hearts and know that that is the case. We do it all the time. If we would only loosen up and turn loose of ourselves, we would get rid of self. And then we would know that our Lord would be within our hearts always to guide us and guard us. And then we would proclaim God to the world by our actions, by our example, instead of our half-hearted, faceless meanderings around, groping in the dark because we don't trust. We won't trust. Today and every day, let us pray to St. John that he will help us to see the light and to prepare the way of the Lord within our own hearts and souls, so that we can then proclaim Him to the whole world by simply our being, our Christ-likeness. May God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.